Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know, I worked way back in the day with Jason Barrett at ESPN Radio, and he's gone off on his own, and he's had a fair amount of success with Barrett Media. Basically, it's a media watchdog, and they write about all things media, from, you know, personalities to ratings to everything. It's so if you like media, you go to BarrettMedia.com, and they got comments and commentary on everything. And, you know, what we often battle here in radio is this issue of, like, you know, we need to make money. It's a business. I focus on the content, but if we're not making any money, then I can't do my work. And ratings are, listen, from my TV days to radio, you need ratings to sell and make money. And it always feels like it's not fair or accurate. I don't know. I don't even understand it. But I wanted to, you know, recently Dr. Ed Cohen, who teaches at Western Kentucky and is a columnist for Barrett Media, you know, he writes a lot about this stuff as it relates to ratings, and he joins us now in Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Brian.
So, I mean, just generally for the layperson out there listening right now, like, how accurate are ratings, whether it be TV numbers or radio numbers? I mean, are they actually reliable?
That's a heck of a question, and the answer is maybe. It all depends. You can slice and dice and cut things down to little small pieces, and when you do that, the accuracy sort of goes away. I think people get too used to seeing political polls. Will Trump beat Harris? Will Harris beat Trump? And you see a number, 40 or 45%. We're dealing in very small numbers when we're dealing with the ratings, and so it's a very different animal. Are they accurate? Generally, yes. And it's a very hard thing to create the ratings. I worked for ratings companies for close to 20 years, and it is not easy to do, and it becomes harder every day because people don't want to be part of surveys.
The effort is there. They're trying to be accurate, but it's really difficult. So it's not like you can just – you can't mandate, you know, counting from every, you know, not used to be a cable box or whatever, but like you have people have to actually approve of it, correct?
Well, yes and no. For radio, yes. Because, for instance, in Hartford, the measurement for radio is done through something called a PPM. It's a meter. That term is used among people like you and I. It's not used among the general public. But it's right now, it's you would wear a watch and it picks up codes coming from stations. So if you're listening to us right now and you happen to have the watch, you happen to be part of the sample, it would pick up the code that says, oh, I'm listening to WTIC. And that is downloaded to Nielsen and put in with all the other people and all the other listening and estimates. And I always use the word estimates because that's all they are.
Right.
They aren't truth. That would be incredibly false to call it truth. But what would happen is that that's how it works. Now, television or video, they were using cable boxes. There is still some of that, but smart TVs are connected to the internet and the data flows back. And that's a lot of what is being used in addition to samples, for example, with Nielsen for their national data.
Well, you know, we're talking with Dr. Ed Cohen, again, professor at Western Kentucky State University, and he's a columnist for Barrett Media. You know, and when it comes to the visual side of things, you know, and Amazon and Netflix, they always put out this data like hours watched and this and that. And I mean, they can't even, I guess now they are now in the advertising business as well as the subscription business. And so ratings actually, because I was always like, why do they spend all this money on Sandler movies when they have no way to measure it, like, and make money off it? But now with ad tiers, ratings actually kind of do matter.
Well, that was the gist of my column this past week was Netflix came out with a number saying we reached 190 million people in 12 countries with our ad-supported service. Now, Netflix is huge, let's be honest. In fact, Nielsen just came out with their monthly, I believe it's monthly, something they call the gauge, and 8% of all video viewing in the United States is to Netflix. That's huge.
Yeah.
One entity with 8%, but this number said if you, this is what got me, this number said if you saw one ad, 1 minute of advertising in the course of a month, you counted, it was some metric called monthly active viewers. Then they multiplied it by the average number of people in the household. So they got 190 million. If we did that for radio in the United States alone, it would be well past 300 million. I mean, 1 minute a month?
Yeah, you could be watching it on your phone by yourself in your bedroom in a family of eight. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. It really, I think it was unnecessary. And then, of course, Amazon came back and said, well, we can beat that. We're over 300 million in 16 countries. And I couldn't find anything that said, here's how we got to that number. So I assume it was something similar because they have that information. They can find out when we watch Amazon Prime Video, where you watch Netflix, they know that it's being viewed. They may not know who it is. For example, if I'm watching sports, they can have a pretty good guess it's a guy. Maybe not perfectly, because some of the ads that are served are a little bit funny, especially some of the ESPN stuff I've seen. And if it's my mate here, she watches Poldark. I don't. So she's watching Poldark. I think they can figure out that it's probably a woman watching. Maybe not. But they do know that there is viewing going on.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm curious, you know, we're talking with Dr. Ed Cohen, again, who teaches at Western Kentucky University and writes for Barrett Media. And you can go to BarrettMedia.com and to read all of his columns. But now that they have advertising on these streaming services, do they charge off of these metrics that they make up? Like, are they able to sell advertisers on that whatever that was, the MAV or what have you. I mean, are companies actually buying off of that?
I doubt it. I suspect that's more a headline number to say, look how big we are, especially with Netflix, because as you mentioned, Netflix for a long time didn't have advertising. Oh, we're never going to have advertising. Then as the costs, the monthly subscription costs went up and up, well, guess what? We're going to start another tier that has ads, but we'll charge you a lot less so that you can keep Netflix, or if you didn't get it in the first place because the cost was too high, here's a better option for you. And I think that's some of it. Say, look how big we've become in the advertising group, or how many people are actually watching Netflix and can see our ads. I think that's, it was really more for that, because the way digital is sold, digital video advertising is very different. It's not the way that, you know, you and I, having been in the radio business forever, know how radio is sold and know how local television is sold, as well as other local media. So it's a very different animal, but I think that's more just to get a headline number, the fact that they released it to the trade press. I think it was just to create a wave.
You know, it's funny. I have a friend who's kind of off the grid, and she doesn't have Netflix. And she, so when she stayed with us for a couple of days, we let her use Netflix. And then she's like, when did they start doing commercials? And it was like, well, it's a tier. She's like, wait, you have to pay more not to get commercials, and you're already paying and still getting commercials. I was like, yeah, that's how it works. I mean, they've really found a way to make money on both ends of the spectrum.
Exactly. And they are doing very, very well. Not all the streamers have been doing well. If you watch the financial reports, a lot of them have not made money. A lot of it's due to churn. I don't know about you. I know I've changed a number of times. Have one when they give me a teaser rate, and then the rate goes up. Okay, let's get rid of it. And a few weeks later, they send you an email. Hey, we'd like to get you back. How's 99 cents a month for a couple of months? I get that constantly, even for radio, for satellite. I just had another offer yesterday that came in for $1 a month for one of our vehicles, and I'm going to pass on it. But prices keep going down in terms of that because of the churn. But Netflix has been immune to a lot of that. People seem to think, I need to keep Netflix most of all, and of course Amazon, it's part of Prime. So, hey, I get next day delivery. Wonderful, right. I'll take that. Oh, and by the way, I get a lot of good video and a few football games and NBA and the like.
Good stuff. I really like these kinds of conversations, because I think a lot of people don't even really think about it. Ed, have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you, Brian.
All right, Dr. Ed Cohen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.